We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We're talking game week 11 in the Premier League. Chris, we hit back-to-back parlays on the show. We hit a parlay. Our parlays are now plus money. Congrats to Chris. Congrats to me. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Adam. Good to chat with you once again this week. Coming off a parlay win, our individual bets needed a little bit of work. We were right on the precipice of victory there. But we hit our parlay. We had a couple celebratory messages. You know, you love when you hit, I think, what was it, like plus 200 something? And to bring us back even, actually not even, bring us back to positive for the season. So, yeah, you know, overall, individually, maybe left a little bit out on the field. But overall, as a team here, we came home victorious.
Exactly. It was, I think, the first time this season that I did not have a winning record from our three bets, but we hit the parlay, so I think that helped pull us through there. But we have a pretty fun weekend of matches. We got the Manchester City at Liverpool. That's the biggest game here. Looking at our cheat sheet, rotowire.com/soccer trial. You can get this cheat sheet, but the only match with an implied total over 3 is this Manchester City-Liverpool match, 3.33 implied total. No other match is above 3, so I guess a defensive weekend. Tottenham the biggest favorite, Arsenal at Leeds. And then you got Wolves, who I don't even know if Wolves have a win this season, but they're the third biggest favorite on the four-game week 11. But as you can see on the bottom, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, we are talking about 3 matches. And first up is Fulham against Bournemouth. As I scroll through the new pages, it's taken me a little bit of time here to get here, but we're gonna find it. Fulham against many clicks here, but Fulham are favored.
Come on, Adam.
Fulham are favored at minus
115.
Minus 115 to win. They were minus 135 about a week and a half ago. As you can see on the line movement, Bournemouth are sitting at plus 320. And the draw is actually favored over Bournemouth to win. Draw is plus 270. And then over 2.5 goals is minus 115. Under 2.5 goals, minus 105. So what do we got for this one? This is a battle between two promotion, newly promoted sides, and both their games last season, 1-1, 1-1. What do you got for this one?
Yeah, really interesting to see. I guess Fulham's at home here, so they're pretty heavily favored. But like, it feels like they're more favored than they should be, sitting at minus 115. Like, I felt like this could have been like a minus or a plus 150, plus like 190 type of deal. For Bournemouth. So I was surprised to see Fulham so heavily favored. And on the other side of it, more or less because Bournemouth has actually been playing well, they're on their, will be their fifth match since they sacked Scott Parker following the 9-0 loss. But since then, they haven't lost a match. You know, I think what they've drawn 2, they've won 2. So they're playing really well. They had a come-from-behind victory last weekend against Leicester City. Leicester City went up 1-0 in the first 10 minutes, and they came back and they scored two goals there to get a pretty big win. And I think that was at away, too. It was at home against Leicester City. Mm-hmm. But they've drawn Brentford, they've drawn Newcastle, and they beat Nottingham, and they drew Wolverhampton. So a lot of like five straight really quality results. Where you know they're putting it together, they're playing a little bit more defensively, a style that maybe suits their player composition a bit more than what they were kind of trying to go for before. But I definitely am a little surprised at where these odds are at. And for me personally, it's like, you know, Fulham has been involved in a lot of games with a lot of goals lately, whereas Brentford's or Bournemouth has kind of tightened it up. So it'll be kind of like a two kind of styles that don't necessarily meet up. So I'd be a little bit interested in the under in this one. But overall, I think it's wild that that Bournemouth are, what did we say, plus? They are...
To win plus 320.
Plus 320. That's crazy money. If you actually take that, they are playing away. So, I mean, take that into consideration. But I just like them. And this hit, actually, as a part of our parlay last week, I took Bournemouth double chance. And that was at home against Leicester City. I'm taking them away double chance this week. You're going to get, minus 110 odds for the a win or a draw here. And I just think that they can get it. They can at least pull a point out just given the way that they've been playing recently.
Yeah, I agree with that. Bournemouth are, you know, they're playing better under the new manager. It's kind of like in the first half, it's like a play not to lose. I went through the numbers. They haven't scored in the first half. Probably further than the last five matches, but they have at least a point in their last five matches, but they haven't scored in the first half in any of those. They have two come from behind wins. They came back from Leicester City. They're down one goal. They went up 2-1 in the second half. They're down 2-0 against Nottingham Forest, came back 3-2 in that one. And my bet is kind of leaning towards that. And I forgot what else I was going to mention here, but so my corners bet, it's weird. It's a weird one.
Yes, back to the corners bets.
I kind of buried the lead here with our corners bets.
Yeah, totally.
We were 3-0 on our corners bets last week. We are now Corners and Wagers. We changed our name. No matter what the top of the graphic says, Corners and Wagers is the show. Though I think this may be our only corners bet on the show. So what are you going to do? But so I got minus 0.75, minus 3/4 corners in the first half for Fulham, and this basically means if Fulham have one more corner than Bournemouth, you win half your money. If they have more than two corners, you win the bet. So, somewhat confusing, a bet that you don't really see in any other sport. But I was looking at the corners odds, and all the odds were like minus 140, minus 135, minus 150, that kind of thing. So this is kind of what I found that made the most sense, and I went back and I looked at, so just in the first half, these Bournemouth matches, in their last four matches, I'm not even including the Leicester match because Leicester suck, but so the Wolves match, Wolves had two corners in the first half, Bournemouth had zero, Nottingham Forest, three corners, Bournemouth two, Newcastle four corners, Bournemouth zero, Brentford six corners, Bournemouth two. So that's four pretty good results. Fulham at home. The stat that I forgot to mention earlier, Fulham are actually pretty good at home. You know, they had the opening 2-2 draw against Liverpool. They beat Brentford, beat Brighton. I'll ignore the Newcastle result because they had a weird back line. They have weird injuries. And, you know, there's still an issue right now with Kenny Tete in the back, but they moved... who did they move? Bobby De Cordova Reed back there in the last game. And I think that maybe helped for the most part outside of, you know, plugging in Kurzawa, whoever the previous game. So I like Fulham to get the corner result here. If you want to go further, you know, Fulham over 6.5 or something like that. Fulham race to 7 corners, something like that. But I'll just take the route of how Bournemouth have been playing, in which the other team kind of outplays Bournemouth in the first half, and then they mix things up in the second half. So we'll just go with this first half one, minus 125 on it. Did you understand what I just said, Chris?
Yeah, so Fulham got to get two more corners than Bournemouth
Yep, to win. And then otherwise, if it's one, you get half your money. So
this is like those Barcelona financial levers, you know, you're hitting one just to get half your money back, and then hitting another just to get all your money, or to double up, basically.
Luckily, the sports book will figure out how much money you win if it is half. So
they'll do the money for you. Interesting. I mean, you got creative on this bet, and maybe that's what was required for this specific game. But yeah, you mentioned that Fulham's been pretty solid at home. I mean, they've won two out of a possible four matches at home. They drew the one against Liverpool to begin the season, and then I can't remember who their loss was against, but
Against Newcastle a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, 2 weeks ago. Okay, but yeah, so it'll be interesting too. It's tougher. And is Alexander Mitrovic going to play? Didn't he miss last week?
Yeah, I think he's back in training, so I think he'll be in. We'll see, but
okay,
that's a thought.
Yeah, I mean that his should he miss? I mean, certainly makes you feel a little bit better about Bournemouth, but just given that he's kind of a key piece for them. But yeah, mm-hmm. Interesting bet here. Very creative.
Very creative. Next game, Manchester United are home against Newcastle. We got Manchester United are -105 to win. Newcastle are +270, +265. And then the draw, +275. Over 2.5 goals, -145. Under 2.5 goals, +120. So we got Manchester United. I'm going to pull up their current match right now. They are home against Omonia Nicosia in Europa League. And what I said to Chris before the show is they didn't really rotate very much. They pretty much have the same starting 11 as they just had, outside of, like, they got Fred in the midfield instead of McTominay. Malassia is back at left back for Luke Shaw. Otherwise, basically the same starting 11. They didn't rotate much. I guess there's a chance for this one. We could see Varane back in the starting 11 if healthy. He was on the bench last match. He may come on today. But do you think these matches without rotating is going to affect Manchester United at all?
I think it kind of has to a little bit. You know, you play so many games in a row. They're playing at this point. This will be their third match in 7 days. So yeah, I'm sure they'll see a bit more rotation, or maybe guys coming off at like 55 minutes, 65 minutes. But yeah, interesting. I mean, it's 0-0 right now, close to 30 minutes in. But this will be Manchester United hasn't. I mean, they've played how many matches this season? I think it hasn't been too many. They've played eight matches, and only three have been at home. So they've been able to get, despite only playing three matches at home, they've been able to get some points. They sit, fifth on the table here, sitting at 15 points. So they've been on the road a lot. Will probably be good that they don't have to travel, Thursday here to wherever, mm-hmm. I don't even know where this club is located. So they'll be able to play, is it two games at home, back-to-back? So I have to believe that certainly helps them. In other terms, though, I'm interested because they're -105, to win at home, where they've actually been pretty good. I think they have the one loss, and that was that 6-3 against Manchester City 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they've done pretty well. Now the two other matches, they beat Liverpool, and then I forgot what the third match was, but they've been pretty good. I'll be interested to see if Ronaldo comes in. And I mean, he came. Was it Martial got hurt against Everton last week? So Ronaldo comes in and scored in late in the first half. So yeah. I'll be interested to see if he sticks around here too. But I actually like them to win this game. You're getting the -105 odds. Newcastle on the road. It's just kind of intriguing to me. Manchester United has dominated them over the last probably five games here. 1-1 last season, 4-1 in the beginning part of last season prior to that. Then 3-1, 4-1, 4-1. So they've really taken it to Newcastle. Yes, Newcastle has reinforcements. They got a new coach. They're playing a lot better. But I still think that Manchester United are able to pull away here, especially playing at home.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult on Manchester United. They've just been kind of, just weird. Maybe not even weird results. Just trying to figure out like what Erik ten Hag brings. And, they had the start where, they're losing to Brighton 4-0, Brentford 4-0. You have all that in there, and they have figured things out to an extent, but I'm still kind of I say all this, and I think Manchester United are one of our best teams to bet on in the early season. I think I'm 4-0 and you're 2-1 on Manchester United bets. So even though I say this, it seems like we're reading them somewhat correctly for the most part. But yeah, like they have at home, like they have those back-to-back, maybe not back-to-back, but the Liverpool and Arsenal wins at home. And then pretty much in Europa League, they're home against Sociedad a little after that with a bunch of the regulars. And they lost that one 1-0. And like they didn't really rotate in that one. So, I mean, maybe it's Europa League and maybe feelings are a little different. You're a little uncomfortable against a different team. I don't know, maybe, but we'll see. Newcastle have kind of turned it on a little bit. It kind of goes against what my bet is, but, you know, they've scored 9 goals in the last 2 matches. It's not going to happen in this one, but Chris, you are, as you said, you're on Manchester United. I'm going under 2.5 goals at plus 120. I just think that this is, I just think it's going to be a battle, I guess. This was a hard one to come up with a bet. I think, you know, Chris going Manchester United money line at minus 105. Kind of hard to come up with something here. You know, Newcastle has these games where they're high scoring and, you know, they're pressuring a lot. But I think they're kind of weaker on the road, away from home, at Manchester United. But I still think, like, their defense is good enough to prevent Manchester United from, you know, scoring the 3 goals, scoring a lot of goals. So I think I almost went with, like, a 1-1 exact scoreline result. I think that's, like, plus 650, but I couldn't do it, so... I'm just going under 2.5 instead and hoping something to where, like, you know, Ronaldo or Manchester United don't figure things out, get multiple goals, and then it's like Newcastle get one back from Callum Wilson in, like, the 60th minute or whatever, something like that. So,
yeah, that makes sense. I just, like, go back to the historical data here. That's, like, shows Manchester United, like, basically dominating Newcastle over the past, like, you know, 10 years or so. So, especially in the past 5 matches, it's been – pretty lopsided too, and you know, just playing at home in the Premier League, you're always gonna, you know, have much better odds of actually pulling points out of it.
You say that, but I don't know. You only got the one match with Eddie Howe, and his 1-1 last season. So,
this is fair. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I just think just given United's 2 losses this season are Manchester City and who was the other one?
Well, no, they have a few because early in the season, Brentford and Brighton.
But recently, since they've started to kind of, basically since that 4-0 loss to Brentford at Old Trafford, you know, they've dropped the Real Sociedad game in the Europa League and then Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
So a little stiffer, maybe not Sociedad, but Manchester City, but no surprise on that one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's like my under bet, I'm almost trying to, like, I think I took under 3.5 or under 2.5 in Newcastle at Manchester City, or maybe it was Newcastle home against Manchester City, and that one ended 3-3. And it seems like the more we talk about it, there's a chance this one goes to, like, 3-3 kind of a thing, if like Newcastle, you know, takes this match the same way they took that Manchester City one. This is away from home, so maybe it's not like that. So I'm kind of leaning on Newcastle being a little more defensive than they play at home. So we'll see on that. But
I think the style of play is just going to be way different than what a City is against Newcastle.
Right, yeah, that's kind of why I'm leaning under here. But, like, you look at these Manchester United games too, but they've all hit the over too, so...
Yeah,
I guess maybe if Varane's back in there over Lindelof, that obviously would help too. So,
but that game, Newcastle was really able to hit City on the counter rather than, like, you know, this, they might actually have a couple, they might actually get a little bit of possession.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the match that, you know, everyone cares about, the only match that people care about, we have to talk about it. We got Liverpool. They're home against Manchester City. Chris, when was the last time Liverpool were this big of an underdog at home? Can't remember.
It's been, I mean...
years.
Man, probably been, like, a good 5 years.
Right. So we got Liverpool plus 300 to win at home. This was plus... So October 2nd, about 10 days ago, they were plus 175. So apparently, whatever's happened in the past 10 days, you know, we have injuries. TAA probably going to be out. Luis Diaz is going to be out. But, you know, TAA is not the best defensive fullback. Luis Diaz, like, they have backups up front as well. So it's kind of interesting that Liverpool went from 175 to 300. But then you got Manchester City to win. You can find that minus 120 at DraftKings. The draw is plus 320. And as expected, we have to go to over 3.5 goals at plus 115. Under 3.5 is minus 140. So, Chris, this is your squad. How big of a factor do you think these injuries play into it? Like we saw, like Konate's back. He started midweek, so he's good to go. We'll either get Joe Gomez or Milner playing right back for TAA. Otherwise, I don't think there's too many changes here. So what do you got?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, no Trent Alexander-Arnold, which is, I don't know, depends how you feel about him recently, but he's been pretty inept defensively, specifically on a couple of goals against Arsenal. So not that I hope to high heaven here that it's not James Milner at right back, because I think City kind of just tear him up if that's the case. But I don't feel particularly confident in Joe Gomez either. But yeah, after losing that match against Arsenal on Sunday, it was 3-2. Honestly, pretty dubious 3-2. Having watched all of it, there was the penalty that wasn't called on. I think was it Gabriel or Saliba. Clearly hit his hand. I don't know, but they didn't call that. And then they go to VAR for the third goal there for Saka, where he kind of just like fell over. But you know, all that aside, they bounced back in the midweek, and then Man City. I think they struggled midweek, didn't they?
Yes. Well, they got a red card. Sergio Gomez was sent off like 30th minute or something.
Yeah. All that aside, I mean, giving it a little more context, you know, Man City's pretty much dominated. They're still slightly behind Arsenal in the standings, but that's more or less because Arsenal's played so well. They have yet to lose a game in the Premier League this season. So, you know, that being said, it's just kind of wild to see that they're going into Anfield, a place where they, you know, traditionally haven't been able to get a result. And they're favored by like such a pretty large margin there, especially seeing Liverpool at 320. Just the way Liverpool's played, I don't really expect them to get a win out of this, but I don't think a draw is too far out of the realm of possibilities. And then just given that, you know, you can find the double chance at plus 100. And even going back to some more of the data here, it's like Liverpool's unbeaten against Man City in their past four matches. I mean, one of that was the Community Shield in August, so you know, take that for whatever you want. But then they kind of took it to them in the FA Cup in the semifinal, and then they both in the Premier League last year, it was 2-2. So I wouldn't, you know, don't feel great about taking a Liverpool win here, but I still think it won't be as easy as maybe we thought it would be. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. You can get Erling Haaland anytime goal scoring odds at plus or at minus 165, which is what I feel like is going to be the lowest we'll see them at for a little bit, or I guess, you know, the most favorable. Not, and then the other one is that Mo Salah, who had a hat trick and it's 6.5 minutes earlier this week, plus 200 on the anytime goal scoring odds. So a couple things to keep an eye on.
Can't say I disagree with you. Like, the more you look into these prior matchups between these teams, and I mean, even when you throw in just like two seasons ago when Liverpool had all the injury issues, like Liverpool still, you know, battled in this matchup. You know, they did lose. I guess I say that, and they did lose almost
4-1.
4-1. Yeah, that 4-1 result. Yeah. So, sure. I mean, that's there, but I mean, you look at that team and
they started. I mean, who they started was playing Jordan Henderson game? And Wijnaldum and Fabinho at center back. So.
Right. So I mean, you can't really, like, this isn't the same situation. Like, Van Dijk is still here. Konate is healthy again. So it's not like that many injuries for Liverpool that the entire back line is completely new. And then we're trying to find like the actual last home loss for Liverpool, and it's been a long time. So it makes sense. Liverpool double chance. And I just think the rest of the season is kind of going to be like people are just going to be betting Haaland. They're going to be betting Manchester City to win big. And it makes sense because, you know, they're winning all these games by huge margins. But as we just saw with Copenhagen, like, they aren't invincible. They can drop points. We saw them 1-1 at Aston Villa already this season. We saw the 3-3 result against Newcastle. Like, they do have problems in the back. Kyle Walker isn't there. We could see Sergio Gomez, who got the red card midweek. He could start, or it could be whoever. It could be Ake. It could be Akanji at fullback. So they do have that issue. So I agree with you. As for my bet, I just think there's going to be goals. We already mentioned the defensive injuries. Both these teams can score. These teams are... I think we had it last season where it was like, why don't we just bet over 3.5 goals in all of these matches? Yeah. So we could take that again. It's +115. Those odds, I feel like last season were a little higher, but now with the Haaland bump, it's at +115. So I'm just going both teams to score, no draw. I think either side could win this one, though I'm probably leaning Manchester City just because they're probably the better overall team right now. But
totally,
in case Liverpool win, let's just do no draw, +100. And yeah, I mean, there's going to be goals. This is not going to be a 0-0, 1-0 result. There's going to be goals. I'm just hoping it's not a draw. So there you go.
Yeah. I feel like what it's been in the last few matches, last five matches, there's been 4 or 5 goals in all five matches. We're 4-1, 2-2, 2-2, 3-2, 3-1. So, yeah, hit that over 3.5 at +115 if you're feeling confident.
Yeah, I'd even go... Why not just go over 4.5, I guess? I mean, you're getting like a 3-2, 4-2 result. We just saw Man City, the 6-3. Both these teams can score 3. I think there's no question. Liverpool just scored 7. I think 6 in the second half maybe at Rangers.
But yeah, it was, yeah.
Why not just go heavy with it? Go over 4.5 at +255. Over 5.5, +550. I'd rather do that than over 3.5. That's just boring, right? If you think there's going to be exactly really. 4 goals, take over 3.5. If you want some excitement in your life, 4.5, 5.5, go with it. There you go. That's my tip of the day.
There we go. We needed it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, so we have our parlay up next, and we hit last week. which we just mentioned, but we're now up $96. That's right, $96 on our parlay. We're 3-6 on the season, so on $100 bets, if you put $100 on all of our parlays, that's nine of them. We're only 3-6, but we're still up $96 because all of these bets are over plus 200 odds. So this week, we had a few options that we liked. As usual, I will mention, you know, we pick these three matches usually are at random. They're not like our favorite matches that we have favorite bets in or anything like that. Like, obviously, we're going to talk Liverpool, Man City. We threw Fulham, Bournemouth in there. Manchester United, Newcastle look interesting. So we talked about them. And, I mean, if we wanted to put our best bets in one, I probably would have talked this Leicester City Crystal Palace match. And I'm going over 2.5 goals. It's minus 120. And you look at this game, we have a question with Johnny Evans. One of the only players who's gone a full 90 in every match for Leicester this City. A back line that's been terrible this season. They just gave up two goals at Bournemouth in the second half. Some people will be like, hey, they won 4-0 against Nottingham Forest last home match, but they escaped. They should have been down one goal. Nottingham Forest was offside by like a foot to open that game 1-0. But I think Leicester's back line is not very good, and I think Crystal Palace are going to score. On the other side of that, I think Leicester City always seem to score at least once in their games, especially at home. So pretty simple. Over 2.5 goals, you can get that minus 120. Chris, I did not. Did I update that?
I don't think you updated the odds from last week. This was my bet last week.
This was your bet last week. So all right. Yeah. Yeah, you speak. I'll update you real quick here.
You speak. Okay. yeah. Well, while Adam updates my odds there for those watching on YouTube, got into a couple here that I really liked. But I wanted to do the Friday bet. We're not talking about Friday, but there was one, and it was the over for Brentford Brighton over 2.5. So if you're watching on Thursday here, that was one I had as a strong consideration. Adam steered me off of it. But I'm actually going to go back to a game. I feel like we've talked about Aston Villa quite a bit, Chelsea sometimes, but we've talked about Villa a lot, and, you know, honestly, I have a pretty tough time betting them, but just the way that they're playing recently, they are like sitting back. I think there was an article in The Athletic this week that tried to compare Steven Gerrard's like players, basically like always a bit more of an open player and versus how he manages a team. Rangers, he was super defensive. Here at Villa now, he's super defensive as well, and that's kind of showed up in the results too. So I'm going with the under 2.5 goals here at minus 115. Aston Villa is at home, so Chelsea coming off, you know, another match in the Champions League and just a ton of matches overall. I expect Villa to kind of sit back and if this is like a 1-0 win for Chelsea or a 1-1 result, then I wouldn't be surprised at all, and that's hence why I'm going to go Aston Villa Chelsea under 2.5 goals. It's at minus 115. You pair that with Adam's bet, and you get plus 242 odds here as we ensure that our parlay is always over plus 200.
Yeah, I agree with this one. There's a chance I actually wrote about it. I can't remember. I haven't posted that article yet, but that article for my betting article, I'll try and get it up Thursday here. It might have this bet in there, so we'll see. Great minds think alike, but I agree, you know, what you said about Villa playing defensive and all that, and you got Chelsea here. They've been rotating a bit here under Graham Potter. They're changing formations between matches in Champions League and Premier League. Like Pulisic started last league match. They rotated a bit. Like we might not see Reece James. I guess Azpilicueta, I believe, started at right back for Chelsea last match. So you got all that in there. Obviously less attacking than Reece James is. But, yeah, I like the under. So a couple over-under bets here for the parlay. I like this one. I like this one a lot. I think we could hit three straight here.
Yeah, let's do it to him.
Let's do it. All right, so that's what we got. That's what we got, Chris, for game week 11. Any other thoughts on these matches before we go? A lot of people will look at the odds on Wolves and see the record and where they're at in the bottom of the table, and they'll be like, they're not going to win this one. Let's go with Nottingham Forest. Then again, I guess Nottingham Forest are probably worse. So I do like the money line there on Wolverhampton. I think they're going to get a win. Ruben Neves is back from suspension. They're going to find a goal somewhere. Probably not Diego Costa, but it's going to come from somewhere. I think they're going to win this one. I like Arsenal too, and some goals in that Leeds match. But you got any thoughts here?
Yeah, outside of this, key marquee matchups, really that Liverpool-Man City game, at least for the average viewer. But Leeds-Arsenal is going to be entertaining, just given the two styles of the teams. And then we got like a little bottom three relegation scrap, I feel like, between Fulham and Bournemouth. And then, I love that Friday match. I feel like that's going to be interesting to watch. So a lot of good games. Last weekend, I was kind of feeling like, oh, man, some of these are going to be a bit of a grind to watch. But I'm looking forward to most of these here to view it here this weekend.
Yeah, it should be a good weekend. And we have MLS playoffs. Yes. I'm wearing my Sporting Kansas City sweater here, and they're not in the playoffs, but I was going to say we have Premier League next week, Tuesday. I believe Monday is off, and then there's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday matches. So we got all that. I did put a preview up. I can find it somewhere. I can't. Oh, here we go. Of this Brighton Brentford match. So if you want to check that out, it's on the site. I just did a little short write up for Friday's match between Brentford and Brighton. So there you go. If you want some bets, there is a tasty. I'll give a sneak peek. I got Brentford. I think it's +390 Brentford money line up to the 30th minute. So I think Brentford are going to score early. And you can get a money line first 30 minutes. As long as they're winning at that 30-minute mark, you win a +390 bet right there. So I like that one a lot.
Did you take the over 2.5?
I did.
That's the one that I wanted. Okay, nice.
Now that we're spoiling the article, but still click on it. Click on it.
There's more in there, I promise you.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining me. And I'll scroll through the bets here before we go. You can find Chris at CHRO8 on Twitter. I am at RotoZdroik. Team parlay before we go. Leicester City, Crystal Palace, over 2.5 goals, combined with Villa. Aston Villa, Chelsea, under 2.5 goals, +242 odds. That's going to be 3 straight parlay hits. Chris, enjoy your weekend. Let's enjoy this Liverpool Manchester City game. It should be fun. There's going to be goals. We know there's going to be goals, but we'll see who wins though.
Thanks, Adam. Have a good weekend.